presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, courageous visitor from another world, who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate his tremendous strength and unusual powers to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he was piloting a seaplane in company with the planet's editor, Perry White, searching in the storm-swept darkness for a tiny man-made island 50 miles out to sea, the island to which Hans Holbein and his helper, Joe, took Lois Lane after Superman discovered that the explosion which wrecked Holbein's doll factory was caused by a new high-powered explosive Holbein was packing inside dolls. But unknown to either Kent or Perry White, Lois is no longer on the island. Holbein and Joe have placed her in a small rowboat and set it adrift without oars. Moment by moment, the high wind and fast-ebbing tide are carrying the frail boat further out to sea. All this while, Clark Kent searches for an opening in the low, murky ceiling of the sky. Listen.
Storm's getting worse by the minute. Well, we'll just have to circle for a while. According to that navigation chart we found on Holbein's boat, we should be somewhere over the island.
Kent, do you think Holbein's a foreign agent?
Oh, I don't know what to think, Mr. White. Whatever he is, that accidental explosion in his factory put a crimp in his plans. If that hadn't happened, he might have gone on merrily making dolls, each one of which was a horrible instrument of death.
I don't know, Kent. I'm all confused. But in the meantime, Lois may be in danger of her life, and all because of me.
No, you mustn't think things like that, Mr. White. Won't do any good. Hold on, I think I see an opening in the clouds. Ah, we got through, Mr. White. Ah, there's the ocean, 500 feet below us.
It looks bad, Kent. Rough water. Can you see any land?
No, just water. Wind probably blew us off our course. Here. Let me see that chart again, will you?
Here it is.
Well, according to the chart, the neck of land should be somewhere in this neighborhood, unless my calculations are all wrong. Yeah, certainly wish we had better weather.
It's fierce, absolutely fierce. Even if we did find the island, Kent, do you think you can land in that running sea?
Well, I can try. We'll circle a bit. Keep your eyes open, Mr. White.
Kent! What's that directly below, on the water?
Good heavens, it's a boat. A small rowboat. And there's someone in it.
Look, that wave almost swamped it.
I'm going down.
Kent, now don't be a fool. You can't land here. The plane would float 5 minutes, and I see.
We'll have to take our chances. There's a human being in that boat. I can't stand by and see it turn over.
Kent, it's two lives against one.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't risk your life.
Look, Kent. Another wave. Pour it right over the boat.
How about it, Mr. White? Shall we take a chance?
I suppose we've got to, Kent. Go ahead.
Oh, I knew you'd say that. All right, sir, tighten your safety belt. Here we go.
We're down, Kent. You landed beautifully. Now, where's the rowboat? I can't see it.
Oh, neither can I. Not in this pelting rain.
Well, we'd better locate it in a hurry. This plane's pitching and tossing like a bronco. It isn't built to take this kind of a beating. Look out, here comes a wave.
Oh, boy. Good thing this cabin's waterproof. Now, you just sit tight, Mr. White. I'm going out to look for that rowboat.
Out? Out where?
On the wingtip. Can't see a thing through these windows.
Kent, are you mad? We'll be blown off into the sea.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Kent, come back. Come back here.
Now, one thing this driving rain will do is keep Mr. White from seeing me change to Superman.
Now, out of the wingtip to look for that boat. Listen to that wind screech through the struts. Must be gale force. I don't understand anybody being in a rowboat on a night like this. Oh, can't see it anywhere. I hope we weren't too late. No, there it is. Half swamped, wallowing. Look at that wave bearing down on it, mountain high. No time to lose. I'll dive in after it. Oh, that wave capsized the rowboat. I may not be able to find whoever was in it. Not in this sea. Faster. Faster. Here's the boat. There's no sign of a human being. Wait, what's that bobbing up ahead? It's a man. He's sinking. Got him. A woman. It's Lois. Lois Lane, half drowned. Shouting for help. The plane, a wave hit it and turned it over. It's going down. Hold on, Mr. White. Hold on. He hasn't a chance. I can't make much speed with one arm. I must keep Lois's head above water. Mr. White! Mr. White! Oh, the plane sank like a rock. It's nothing but an oily film on the water. Mr. White! Mr. White! Oh, he's gone. Probably went under with the plane. There might be a slim chance of finding him if I dove down, but that would mean leaving Lois to drown. No, I can't take that chance. Got to get her to a doctor before it's too late. Up! Up! And away!
Giant bird, Superman wings for the mainland, the unconscious form of Lois Lane in his arms, leaving behind only a smear of oil to mark the spot where the plane sank to a watery grave. Meanwhile, on the tiny island, Hans Holbein and Joe listen intently for a familiar sound that has come to them over the storm.
I don't hear it no more, Mr. Holbein.
You're sure it was a plane?
Yeah, I couldn't miss it.
The fools. Do they expect to pick us out in this weather? And even if they did, how could they land?
What about when the storm clears and it's daylight?
Well, what about it?
They'll see the shack, that storage house where you keep the dolls. You know, Mr. Holbein, I suppose it's none of my business, but I still don't get the point in loading the island with them powder-filled dolls.
You're being paid and paid well, aren't you? That's enough.
It ain't that, Mr. Holbein. I was just wondering. You've been carting that high-powered stuff over here for almost a year.
And I would have kept carting it. That Peter's numbskull hadn't dropped a lighted match into an open case of dolls and caused the factory to blow up.
I know. But what are you going to do with all this stuff that's here now? Almost a ton of it.
What am I going to do with it? You don't know, eh?
Sell it to the government, maybe?
For money? No. Money is nothing. Power. Power is the important thing. With this weapon, I will someday rule the universe. Yes, 1 pound of it dropped from a plane will level a great city. I will rule the land and rule the sea.
Yeah, but supposing the cops or the Coast Guard find the stuff here, then what? That plane I heard flying around here wasn't flying around just for the ride. Not in this storm.
Don't worry. Even if they do find us, not 1 ounce of my explosives will fall into their hands.
How come?
You see this cabinet built into the wall? I open the door. There now. What's inside, Joe?
It looks like a master switch with a clock attached to it.
You are 100% right, Joe. A master switch with a clock attached to it. Yes, I think I'd better wind the clock. That's better.
What's the switch for, Mr. Holbein?
You are very curious, Joe. But it doesn't matter. I'll tell you what the switch is for. You see, I realize that someday an accident might happen. Like the explosion in a doll factory. An accident that would put the police on my trail. And so I prepared.
Prepared what?
Buried deep in the sand. All over the island are hundreds of pounds of my explosive. Electrical wires lead to this switch. If danger threatens, I set the clock for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, as I please. Throw the switch. And within the time I have chosen, the island will blow up into 1 million fragments and disappear into the sea.
You mean there'll be nothing but water where the island is now?
I mean just that.
Oh!
Oh! Hey, what was that? Someone's calling for help. Outside, open the door. Oh! Come here. Calling out the water off the beach.
So go get him, but be careful. It may be a trap.
Captain!
Bring him in, Joe.
Lend a hand.
Guy's
water on.
That's it.
Now
close it off.
He must have fallen off a boat.
Oh, I don't think so. See what he has in his coat pockets.
A lot of wet papers.
Here, let me have them. This is very interesting.
What is it, Mr. Holbein?
This man is Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet.
Hey, that means they're around here someplace. They know where we are.
Stop shaking like that. Tie him up quickly. There's rope in the corner.
Now, hurry, there's not much time.
What you gonna do?
Oh, never mind. All finished?
Yeah. He won't get loose.
All right. Stand up.
Hey, what you pointing the gun at me for?
Turn around, Joe, and put your hands behind you.
Hey, what's the big idea?
You ask too many questions, Joe. You're too curious. Men who are curious can't be trusted. There. That fixes your wrist. Yes, this rope came in handy.
Hey, you ain't going to leave me here.
I go down. Down on your stomach.
Hey, don't leave me here, please. Please don't leave me here.
Now, a few turns of the rope around your ankle.
No.
Tighten it up. And we're through.
I didn't mean nothing. Boys, you can trust me.
I'll set the clock for 10 minutes. That'll give me enough time to get off in my plane. The wind's down.
No, not that.
There, that does it. Now to throw the switch.
No, please, Mr. Holbein. Don't leave me here. I don't want to die.
Sorry, Joe.
No.
But I can't take any chances.
No.
Goodbye, Joe.
No. Come back. Holbein, come back.
Only 10 short minutes before Hans Holbein's diabolical instrument of destruction blows the tiny island apart and makes it vanish into the sea, taking editor Perry White and Joe with it. What chance of either of them, with Superman speeding in the opposite direction after having snatched Lois Lane from a watery grave? Tune in next time and hear the startling climax of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.